Well, I'm going to be preaching a short series of about three sermons leading up to Christmas. And today, I just want to talk to you about distractions, the distractions that can end up ruining each one of our Christmases. Do y'all have any distractions going on in your lives? None, right. We're perfect. We don't have Christians don't have distractions. Right. Wrong. We really do, don't we? There's lots of them out there. So we're going to look at this. The message is coming out of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. A real good Christmas passage. If you want to really experience Christmas the way I think God intended. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to thank you so much. We could all be here this morning and gather to worship you, to celebrate you, to give praise to you, to be encouraged, to be lifted up, to come into your presence, to enter into the throne room of grace with hands uplifted and hearts reaching out. Thank you so much, Father, for what you have done through your Son, Jesus. And Lord, I just want to lift up each one who's here this morning, Lord. Help us to see the things that get in the way of us really seeing what Christmas is all about. Help us to really experience the joy that you want us to really truly have. And I pray, Father, that if there be any who are in here this morning, or any who are in our first service, or any who will hear us on the internet, who have not accepted the precious gift that you gave, that being Jesus Christ, your Son, I pray, Father, that as the Holy Spirit would call to that one, that he would lead, that that person would give his or her life to the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting the blessed forgiveness and that precious gift of eternal life. So as we go into this message, Father, I just pray that you guide it, you speak to our hearts. You show us the areas, Lord, that maybe we're letting become distractions that are taking away from some of the joy that we really long for. So I just lift this up to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at this, we're moving into Christmas. I mean, we lit two Advent candles, got two of those burning. That tells me that we're another Sunday or another period of time closer to Christmas. And for a lot of people, as they think about Christmas, the only thing it is, it's another holiday that's just going to be busier than the last one. Do y'all feel that way sometimes? It's a holiday that's just busier than the last one. You know, Thanksgiving is bad, but Christmas is worse, amen, when it comes to busyness. You know, there's some of us go into the, well, what am I going to buy? Oh my gosh. Time's running out. 17 days left. Got gifts to buy. Got food to buy. Things to buy. And others are going, oh, good. School's almost out. I was asking Maureen this morning, and she said, hers have already left. You know, so they're there in body. But she said, those students are not there at all when it comes to mind. It's gone. She said, it's done. Wendy, they're probably like that in your class, too. They probably left a few weeks ago. April's nodding. She knows, too. You know, our ladies who teach and are around the kids know that, boy, there's a certain, it's just like all of a sudden, it's a on-off, we're gone. I know some of our college students are looking forward to getting home because they're done. And then, of course, you know, there's some of the folks make the news. They get out there and they get offended because they saw a Christmas tree or they saw a Santa Claus or a manger scene. And so they make a big deal about it. And then there were some folks that say, I just wish there wasn't any such thing as Christmas. I just wish there was nothing like that at all. But we Christians don't have that problem, do we? Not at all. Yeah, I hear the chuckling. Right. We do. Well, even for us, some of us fall into some of those same traps that everybody else falls into, believe it or not, especially when it comes to planning for the holidays. How many of y'all have got plans that you're trying to make? Honest. Be honest. Amen. And it takes time, doesn't it? And it's a lot of plans. And you start thinking about, I got to buy this gift. I got to buy that gift. This gift's right for so-and-so. That one's right for so-and-so. I've got to put up all those decorations. And wow, I'm getting busier than what I really wanted to be. Amen? Where's the time going to go? Where do I get enough time? And so, oh yeah. And then there's that guy, that preacher guy, that stands up there in the pulpit on a Sunday morning and says, you need to show Jesus Christ. So in the midst of all of this busyness and all of this preparation and all of this, I got to go out and buy this, that, and the other and plan and all the rest of the stuff. Here you've got some clown that stands up there and says, show Jesus too. Amen? Well, hopefully what we can do is we can learn something out of this passage, out of the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, verses 38 down to 42. Because the Lord taught us and teaches here that there's more, there's just more to it than the preparations. You know? There really are. Because we ought, as Christians, oughtn't to have a feeling like, oh no, here it is once again. Have you all felt that way? Here it is once again. I think if you're really honest, most of us do. It's kind of, we get down there, it's like, oh, not again. So we're going to read this gospel again. We read it once already. If you got your Bibles, go ahead and open them up. I want to read again, starting in the 38th verse. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. And it says, now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister who called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his words. But Martha was distracted by all of her preparations. Does that sound like Christmas? Distracted by all of her preparations. And she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to do all of the serving all alone? Then tell her to help me. And the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are so worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. One of the things that we see coming out of, I mean, they weren't celebrating Christmas. But one of the things that we see coming out of this is that it is so easy to let the busyness of life interfere, isn't it, with the thing that really counts. It's so easy to let the busyness of life start crowding out the stuff, that the thing that really counts, and that's being in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that the thing that really counts? Do you say amen? I mean, that really is. And so we got to make a choice. We have to make choices in life. You know that. I know that. Every follower of the Lord Jesus Christ has always got to make a choice. And we can make a choice this season to decide not to just experience the Christmas season, but instead to experience the very presence of the person himself, Jesus Christ. You can make that choice. That's a choice that you and I have to make. Am I going to just go for the experience of the season, or am I going to go for the experience of the person? His name being Jesus. Amen. And see, because Jesus is the good part of Christmas, isn't he? Amen? It's one of the old Christmas carols. We sang it, even sang it in the first service this morning. I think it kind of captures a lot of it. It's called Silent Night, Holy Night. Most of us have sung that. You've sung it, I've sung it. It says Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright, amen. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent? Ah. When's the last time during a Christmas season that you got silent? Have you been silent at least once so far this year for this season? Silence is a killer, isn't it? We're going to take just, I want us to take just a moment and think about Jesus. We're going to spend a moment right now, silently, thinking about Jesus. Maybe if we take just a little bit of time, a couple more times between now and Christmas Day, and in silence, spend some time thinking about Jesus, we might just experience the peace that the Lord really wanted to bring to each one of us, the joy that He really wanted to bring to each one of us. And we might be able, as Christians, to actually show Jesus Christ a little bit better this season. Amen? The world's looking for peace. I mean, our world's in turmoil. I think we know it. It's looking for peace. You're looking for peace in your life. And there's only one place that peace, real peace, is going to come from. And His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. And if we're so caught up into the busyness of the season, you will not show the peace that the world needs to see, because you won't show the real Jesus. We need to show the real Jesus this time of season. Now, like I said, Mary and Martha were not celebrating Christmas. They really weren't. But in this celebration, you stop and you think, here they were. They had the invited guest with them. Amen? They had the Son of God with them. They had the Holy One of God with them. They had God Himself Almighty, Jesus Christ, with them in the flesh, in the full incarnation. And even in that, poor old Martha got all wrapped up in the preparations and was missing being still and in the presence of the One who came to give real peace, real joy, and real life. Amen? So she's kind of missing out. She's hustling, she's bustling, she's preparing, and she's all stressed out. Poor woman. Don't we get like that, though? This is Christmas. We're coming into a Christmas season. Are you getting, is there a little bit of stress sometimes in your life as you're thinking about Christmas and all the stuff you've got to get ready for it? Yeah, I see some heads nodding. They're the honest ones. We all do. Because we go into this Christmas season prep mode and we start to stress. And you think about some of the things that stress you out as you come into this season. How about shopping for gifts? I haven't ever found that to be a peaceful occasion. How about having all those command performance parties, holiday parties that you've got to go to because of where you work or because of your social circles or because of your families? How about untangling all those lights that you stuffed in that black plastic bag last year when you took them down off of your house? I used to do that. I used to take my lights down, and I used to stuff them in a black plastic bag and throw them up in the attic until the next year. And then I'd call them names, because it was like they had figured out a way to become alive, and they had entangled themselves completely in a big wad of wire and lights. My dad did it a different way. I learned from him eventually. I mean, it took me years, but he would decorate the outside of the house so it looked. He would put Tim the Tool Man's house to shame. But he would take those lights down, and he would put every one of them back into the right place in that cardboard box with its little cardboard holders or the plastic holders. Actually, Joanne and I did that, but we were supervised. Maybe that's why later on I just threw them into the big plastic bag and threw them up in the rebellion. But there, you get stressed out trying to untangle those rascals. Amen? How about cooking that Christmas Day dinner? Who all cooks Christmas Day dinner? I mean, the guys, I know some of you guys do too, so I mean, you can be honest. Does it stress you out a little bit as you get up like on the 24th and you go, oh my gosh, I forgot to get. And I better hurry up to the store before they close because they're not open tomorrow, right? It's a stressful time, isn't it? It can cause stress. What about wrapping up all those gifts? That's the easy part, isn't it? You don't do it. You online, you do it. How about standing in line to go buy them? How about, now I know some of, my mom loved to bake. Lynn, I know you love to bake. There's some of you that love to bake. But what happens when if you forgot to, all of a sudden the last day you remember, oh my gosh, I still needed to bake another 5 dozen cookies for so-and-so because we forgot to do it. At times it raises the stress level just a bit, doesn't it? Where am I going to get the stuff? How am I going to do it? Oh my gosh, am I going to get, you know, and I don't have enough cookie sheets. I don't have the, I mean, that's kind of the way it goes. How about fighting the traffic to get down to the mall to go shopping? I try to avoid that from this time on. I don't want to go near that place. How about when you sit down and you start buying all those gifts, you go, oh, do I have enough money to buy all the gifts that I really want to buy because I want to buy this, I want to buy that? Or you sit there and start checking out your credit line to make sure you got enough credit line on your credit card to where you can still go ahead and buy all this stuff. Or if you're married, how about the stress of trying to decide whose house you're going to go or which parent you're going to go be with for Christmas? That's always fun. Without offending the other one, because we don't want to offend anybody. How about you, the frightening word? You go out and you buy this. Those of you who've got children are really going to appreciate, I think even the adults will. How about the frightening words that you run across? Some assembly required. Like, oh no, you know that you've got to have an engineering degree to get that thing put together. How about all the school programs, you know, the Christmas programs and things? How about hearing Grandma got run over by the reindeer for the 500th time? Does that stress you out? Somebody said this morning it was the dog barking jingle bells. Yeah. How about you guys that are working and you're with your companies and you've got these end-of-the-year requirements that all have to be done now? And this is one that'll get you on Christmas morning if you haven't thought about it. It hit me a couple of times years gone by. Jeff would open up you'd go out and you buy this great Christmas present, the one that he really wanted. And he opens this thing up. Oh, yeah. And it says batteries not included. And you forgot to get the batteries. So here's the kid with this great toy and no batteries. I used to find, you know, that was when you found out which drugstores or which pharmacies were open, the 24-hour ones. Like, oh, good, I'll go and buy the stupid batteries for the toy. Anybody been there? Y'all done? Okay. Some of you been there. How about thinking about January when the credit card bills start coming in? Amen? So as we start to put all this on, do you understand why you can get stressed out during Christmas time? And you probably got a few more that I didn't even mention that you're thinking of that, oh yeah, I got to do that too. So I think that's why what Jesus said here really ought to speak to us about slowing down a little bit and really making sure that we focus on him, because I'm going to tell you what, if we don't focus on him during Christmas time, we are going to stress out to the max. It is so easy to do. So here's Mary and Martha. And if we will just listen to the words that the Lord spoke to Mary and to Martha both, I think he'll show us what really counts, the thing that really counts here. You see, Martha had come to him. I've heard all sorts of preaching on Martha and everything and this, that, and the other. I kind of think Martha's probably out in the kitchen and I'm going to 21st centuryizer. You're hearing the cupboards banging. You're hearing stuff clattering around. You're hearing the silverware dropping. You're hearing the Amen? I got a suspicion that she's going through this super stress thing. I can't get any of this stuff. Where is Mary? She's supposed to be helping me do this. This dinner's too big for just me to do. So she comes back into the room, and in the 21st century, she'd probably be carrying snacks or hors d'oeuvres or something. Oh, Mary, there you are. Gee, you know, I could really use some help out there in the kitchen. I'm trying to get all this prep stuff done. We've got a very important guest with us. She was stressing out, wasn't she? Amen? I don't think I'm reading anything into the passage. I think that's what the passage is saying. She came in stressed out. So what's the cure? Because I don't want any of you to be stressed out over this holiday season. So what is the cure? Again, if we look at the story, if we look at this account here of Mary and Martha, wow. Martha had gotten so distracted by all the necessary things to the point that she missed the point. Peter Drucker, the good Christian management guy, anyway, he wrote a book called The Effective Executive, and it said, for most of us, the problem is not having priorities. I guarantee you, every one of us has priorities. Amen? You got priorities? I got priorities. We make priorities in our lives. But Drucker went on and says, he said, we choose to leave out what should be the priority, capitalized, underlined, the. We've all got priorities as we come into this Christmas season, but so often we leave out the priority. In other words, we make a whole bunch of other things our priorities, but we miss out on the real priority. And because we miss out on the real priority, we focus on the things of the lesser importance. Amen? And then we miss out on the one who is really the one we should be focusing on. That's what Martha did, didn't she? That's exactly what Martha did. She was focusing on the prep work. It's not bad because she had an honored guest. But she should have been focusing on the guest because he's the one who was in her presence. And so Mary gives us kind of this picture of a contrast. She gives us kind of the solution simplified, if you will. She's not lazy. Some people say, oh, well, Mary is lazy. She just saw that as a good opportunity to get out of the kitchen. That's not true. She made a choice. She wanted to be in the Lord's presence, and she felt that was more important. And that's why the Lord said, Martha, be like Mary. Spend time with me. Focus on me. He said only one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen what is better. See, he didn't say what Martha was doing was bad, did he? He just said what Mary had done is she was focusing on what was better. I think that's the key. Spending time with Jesus is a lot more important than the external preparations. Amen? And don't get me wrong. Again, Martha's choices were not bad. The Lord didn't criticize her. He didn't say you're making bad choices. But he just said the one that Mary chose was better, and she was going to get a lot more out of it. So all these things that Martha was doing was good, but she just hadn't made the wisest choice. Stop and think. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, God himself, in their house. Wow. What is the best choice? To sit with him and be in his presence. And talk with him and listen to him. Amen? Amen? The dinner stuff will wait. It really will. I mean, this is the guy that could make... I wonder what kind of spread he would have laid out if they hadn't done anything except sat at his feet. If he can feed 5,000? Huh? Wow. Lord wanted to feed their souls. That's why Jesus said, focus on me. Look to me. Now, we pull this back into 2012 when we look at our Christmas season. I think this passage tells us that all of our Christmas preparations are good. They're okay. But there's really one thing that ought to be our priority. And his name is Jesus Christ. He's what the season's all about. And that means that maybe the thing that we need to do this Christmas, this season, is spend more time with Jesus in a personal, intimate, loving relationship. Amen. Sit at his feet. Another way to look at it is, don't get so busy with the outward stuff that you neglect the quiet and the peaceful worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we do this? How can we be like Mary? Real simple. This is 2-minute warning in case you're clocking. Decide right now to start focusing on Jesus. And decide to start scratching off your list those things which are going to take away from you being with him. Make him first in everything. For example, if you've got something that stresses you out. Now, Lynn, I know the cookie, I'm not talking to you, but I know because I know the cookies and the bacon doesn't stress you out most of the time. I mean, most of it, right. She enjoys it. She really does. And I told Bev, I said, yeah, I'm going to blast the poor cookie makers, you know, so probably nobody's going to want to make cookies now because they're all going to say, well, that's one of those extra things. No, that's not necessary. It may be a good thing. Maybe something that God wants you to do and you can worship him as you're baking. Because, you know, it does take a little bit of time for the cookies to bake, doesn't it? I mean, we put them in the oven. What does it take, 30, 40 minutes? Oh, 10 or 12. You don't want my cookies. Okay, so you get... Huh? Is that... 10 or 12 minutes. Okay. Put them in the oven 10 or 12 minutes. And hey, guess what? Can't you worship during 10 or 12 minutes? Get quiet while they're cooking, while they're baking. Yeah, okay. Don't do the 20-minute thing. I don't bake. You can tell. Amen. But anyway, maybe if baking cookies get you all stressed out, maybe you ought to cut off some of the people that you always give them two extra or whatever, except for Clinton, myself. You know, if you're still thinking about putting up all those decorations, does your house have to look like Tim the Tool Man's grand prize? You know, do you have to have more lights this year than what you did last year? You know, does that stress you? Again, the main thing we need to do is focus on Jesus. Not the usual things that we do at Christmas time. Don't let them become what guides your Christmas. The relationship is first. And that starts with him. That starts with Jesus. Spend some personal time with the Lord. Worship him. We've got three Sundays. It's this Sunday. Some of you guys are here this Sunday. We got next Sunday. We got the following Sunday. We got our Christmas Eve service. Spend some time corporately coming together and worshiping Jesus. Amen? I mean, he's the one that the season's about. Christmas isn't about anything else. It's about Jesus. You know, invite your families to come with you when you come to worship. Drag them along. Tell them you're going to worship. God's more important. He came and saved you. Amen? You know, don't let the celebration of the most peace-filled night in all of Earth's history turn into a stressful time. Don't let the distractions get you. Worship Jesus this year. Silent night. Maybe some silence during the day. Amen. Holy time. Silence. Worship him. Praise him. Thank him, and let him give you the joy that you can take out and show to somebody else, the real joy. Amen? Amen. Father, thank you so much that we could be here this morning, and I thank you, Father, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for the teaching that you've given with Martha and Mary. and their examples. Help us, Father, to be like Mary and understand the necessity and the really good thing of choosing the better thing, and that's being in the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, focusing on Him, worshiping Him, listening to Him, celebrating Him. And as we do that, let our love and the joy that we'll just allow to overflow in our lives pour out into folks who are all around us, other family members, folks at work, folks at school. Help us to show the Lord Jesus Christ wherever we go. Help that not just be something else to do, but instead help us, Father. Help us to make those good choices. Lord, there may be some decisions that need to be made this morning. There may be somebody here that's not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're sensing your calling this morning. They're sensing the Holy Spirit urging them that now is the day. Today is the day to respond, to accept the forgiveness that you've offered, to ask your forgiveness, to receive the blessing of eternal life with you by inviting Jesus to come into their hearts. Lord, I just lift this up, and if there is a decision that needs to be made, I pray, Father, that one would make that decision. Whether that's a person that's in this service or whether that's a person who will hear us on the internet. We want you to be glorified. We want you to be honored in all that we do and all that we say. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.